Head coach Gus Bradley and the Jaguars building momentum ahead of Friday night's preseason opener against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields for just under 2 hours on Wednesday. Helmets only as preparations continue for Friday night's game. Wide receiver Mike Brown set out today, and wide receiver Nathan Slaughter has a foot injury, and he'll be out for a while. Gus Bradley said yesterday that this is the time to be flexible with playing time during practice. It would be a little more frustrating for him, he said, if it happened closer to the regular season opener. But today, Bradley said that when others get opportunities in games, like on Friday, they must deliver.
You use your preseason games to evaluate. I think those guys were intrigued about and look forward to watch and see. As you see us in the game, you know, we're going to get an opportunity to see a lot of our second and third group guys working. And, you know, to kind of get, you know, a feel for how they're doing, how much they've accomplished over OTAs, mini camp, training camp, you know, that's going to be exciting. So I think it's, you know, we evaluate and practice, but that's a great evaluation tool as well.
Let's change focus now and talk about the Jaguars secondary. And, of course, second-year safety Jonathan Cyprian was held out with a hip flexor injury yesterday, but back on the field today. He's working alongside free safety Winston Guy, and that duo is poised to grow together in year two.
A lot of the guys that came here, you know what I'm saying, with Gus's first year, you know, that was like their first time, you know, with Gus's defense and stuff. And, you know, with me going into my third year, you know, I'm real familiar. So it's just more a chemistry thing, you know, with everybody being on the same page, the communication is key.
Other practice notes from Wednesday, running back Toby Gerhardt is ruled out of Friday's game against Tampa Bay with that hip flexor injury. Wide receiver Alan Hearns back on the field today after a precautionary absence yesterday. And the Jaguars have their final pregame walkthrough tomorrow on the Florida Blue practice fields. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. You know, we talk safeties, and the first name that comes to mind is Jonathan Cyprian, of course, a second-round pick a year
ago. Well-deserved, yes.
But a guy making a name for himself here, at least, is Winston Guy at the free side.
He's a great example of what you have to get. You've got to find guys who can get better, who can get better within your system. You know, the Jaguars have a young quarterback, and they've got young receivers, and they've got a young left tackle, and you know, you can't pay everybody. John Cyprian, by the way, is a guy who someday you're going to have to pay. So you got to go find the Winston guys, and he is a very nice, young, third-year safety. Bigger, stronger than he was a year ago, understands the system a little bit more than he did a year ago. The communication you could just see with John and with the corners is improving on a daily basis. And you've got to find guys like that that you can grow. And he's the best example of what they've done with those guys so far.
And they can both bring the wood, too, no
well,
doubt
Well, that's
about
it. You've got to be able to deliver the hit. And he walks the edge. You know, there were a couple of hits last year. Where's the flag? How come they didn't throw the flag, right? I mean, they got to throw the flag, don't they? So he does get to that point, but, you know, it's a nasty game, and you're going to have guys like that on the field that bring that.
Within the lines of the rules, how about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you redefine it a little bit here and there.
Let's move to offensive line. A player back on the field today, last couple of days, Brandon Linder at right guard. It's a lot of questions on the interior of this line, Brian, yeah. At center and at right guard, but this game Friday is a chance to really prove themselves.
You know, he's a big, strong guy. You could see that. And he moves well, and he's got the added advantage of having an understanding of, you know, who his offensive coordinator is. Of course, he played for Jed Fish for a time at the University of Miami. But he's got to get the communication down. He's got to get it figured out with Austin Pasdar. And then he's got a brand-new center to the left of him, brand-new for him and brand-new to the position in Mike Brewster. So there are a lot of little kinks that kind of have to feel their way out. I like what I see from him, though. I mean, he's a big, as I said, big, strong guy, moves well, and in the end, he's a guard. His job? Yeah. Move the guy in front of you, and he's big enough and strong enough to do that. I still am focused on center. You know, we haven't talked about the position since 2003. We haven't had to worry about it. Mike Brewster is a guy who played 48 games at Ohio State. He gets the offense. He understands the calls. He's athletic. He can get out in the run. But we've seen him get overpowered in pass protection, pass rush drills on the practice field. That can't happen. I am told by people that I trust that he'll be fine, that centers do occasionally get overpowered. It can't happen, though, too much. So all eyes are on Mike Brewster and that offensive line on Friday night. At least these are.
Those two eyes.
These two are.
And going around the locker room today and just looking it out on the field today, a little chippiness setting in, second week of camp. It's time to play a ball game.
It is. It's time to get out and take everything that you've practiced and actually go and deliver now. And plus, everybody wants to know how they're doing, and there's nothing like a game tape to tell you exactly.
Well done, Brian, as always. Thanks.
Happy help.
Hey, remember to watch Jags of the Round Table, the second episode coming up on game day. It's Friday. Brian Sexton, John Osier, and myself will break down the big topics headed into the Tampa Bay game. The Jaguars finish prep for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Thursday morning. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.